Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hey, hey.
Howdy.
How you going? Are we enunciating fully today, Coxie?
Let's not.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast. This is Waz and his podcast voice.
And Nick and her weird voice, really. Come on. Yours, what it is.
I dead set reckon yours is more like that story time, all of the six-year-olds sitting around ready to listen to the story.
So you're telling me I'm a librarian?
Well, yes, that's it. Well, hello, children. Welcome to story time.
Welcome to story time. I'm going to tell you a story today.
Oh, we're going to tell you a couple of stories today. This is a Fuck It Friday episode.
Surprise. We haven't done one for a while.
You get to hear Coxie's potty mouth.
I know.
You just went quiet then, Coxie.
I left a pause.
We've got a few things we'll probably bounce around on today, but like most of our fifth episodes, our Fuck It Friday episodes, it's a bit of a dribble fest.
Yeah, we're just ranting, really.
If you're not someone who likes waffle, procrastination, dribbling shit, and ranting, then you probably won't like today's episode.
This is all the veggies and not a lot of meat.
When you say that, when people talk about meat and veg or anything, I think of Austin Powers.
Oh, God. Of course you do. And we go straight there every single time. You and I have clean conversations all day, every day.
I know, we
don't
talk
smart. You put a microphone
smart.
In front of your mouth and off you go.
No, it's the Fuck It Friday thing. I go to gutter humour.
Yes, you do. Mm. Sorry, listeners.
Anyway, with meat and potatoes in mind,
Here come the veggies.
Here comes the sizzle and not the steak. There's no meat in today's episode.
Do you think
episode.
People actually like these episodes, or do they get on the thing? Oh,
it's a vegetarian episode today.
It's a Friday one. Yeah. Well, there's no meat in this. This is boring.
But people do listen to them because I actually have,
we get a lot of feedback.
At least two people said, hey, you haven't done any Fuck It Fridays for a while, which is like, oh, you notice that we can do those, do you? I want to have a bit of bitch and a moan today.
Oh, roll up. Let's do it.
Just for something different.
Would you like a soapbox?
No. Although I could probably carry one around so I stand next to my wife and not look like such a short ass. I should post a wedding photo.
You should.
For anyone listening, just so you can see how comical it looked.
I don't know that it looks comical.
It was pretty funny in some of the photos. We've selectively published the ones where it's not quite so obvious.
Where your wife is sitting down.
Yeah, yeah. Anywho, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Sorry, Amy. He does this himself. He digs a great big hole.
Mm-hmm. You said hole. So,
for Christ's sake.
Let's offend the vegetarians, the Christians. Who else can we offend today?
Oh, I think everyone.
I know who we can offend. We can offend people who approach businesses wanting stuff without actually bringing anything.
Yep, I can feel my hackles.
Oh, man. So, here at Tradies in Business, we have some fantastic partners that we work with.
We do.
They're very giving. They're very collaborative, open-minded. And we like working with them.
I think we should send them this episode.
Yeah. So thank you to those partners. We won't name all of them because this is evergreen content. Some of them, they will change over time.
Of course.
But look, I've been in business for 20 something years and Coxie, you've got about the same, I think, under the belt. And something that has always shat me off as a business owner is when other businesses, companies, service providers, whatever, come to me saying, because they spot my database, right?
Yep.
Or they can see that I've got, I'm dealing with customers that they'd really like to get access to.
Yep.
And they come along basically with the great white, Jaws music playing, circling
Daddy Shark.
In the water, Daddy Shark, yeah. And it's like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so from such-and-such company, And we have this fantastic product that all of your clients would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd really like you to promote it to all of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to write lots of business out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And my response, sadly, these days, generally by default, is fuck off.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing is saying, we want to come and take from you.
Yes.
We've got nothing to offer. Some pissy little idea about a bonus or a kickback or some shit that I don't actually want.
Nope.
Because what most of us in business want is more customers.
That's right.
We want to grow our own database and our own customer base.
Of course we do.
And I just think it's so simple for those same businesses to say, hey, I'm such and such from such and such a company. We have a database of clients that you might actually be able to promote your services to. Mm. Is that something you'd be interested in?
It's revolutionary, really, isn't it?
Get out of town. I'd be like, yes, please. When can we meet?
Yes. Hello. I'll shout the coffee.
Now, I know that they're going to want to do the same in return, and
of
that's
course.
Okay.
It's an expectation.
Because I'll reciprocate if I can, where I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the old thing of bringing something to the table as an offering instead of, you know, I liken it to turning up to the barbecue, where it's one of those bring a plate gigs. It's like, bring a plate. And there's that stingy prick that brings a plate of like chopped iceberg lettuce and a couple of green sliced tomatoes.
Yes.
And they plonk that down and then go and eat all of the lamb chops.
Or your potato salad because it's a vegetable episode.
Oh, that's right. It's a meat-free episode today.
Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah. And it's like, that's just really poor form.
Mm.
And I just see so many businesses doing that. You know, they're all about themselves, and it's a thinly veiled pitch that really is just like, hey, we want to take from you, and we didn't really put the effort into thinking about what you might actually want.
Yeah, we can't be bothered. We just want your database.
Instead of some piss poor, you know, commission payment or something that is not going to make me any money anyway.
We get them all the time through the blog. So, the Tradies and Business blog, we get people every
which is part of the reason I'm
complaining single
about.
Week. They will email and say, hi,
yeah.
I'm a writer with XYZ qualifications and I'd like to write for your blog.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, you can just pay me. Or, you know, I'll mine your database.
I'll just insert my link here and there and I'll get paid for linking, backlinking, and you'll get nothing. And Google won't like you.
I feel a little better now. But look,
you do.
Listening to this podcast, if you are thinking about getting more referrals from other businesses, from other trades or from property managers is a pretty common one, you know, real estate management businesses. Excuse me. This is a fucking Friday after all. sometimes when we're doing normal episodes, our Tuesday episodes, I almost forget that it's a Tuesday episode when I get a bit wound up.
Yes.
And I have the F word ready
to, it's in your
to
arsenal.
Let loose. It's in my what?
In your... Good Lord.
You're the one with the gut of humor, not me. And yeah, and I just have to go, ooh, it's a Tuesday one.
Pull it back.
Don't want to let the F bird out.
We need a sign over the top of the studio. On air Tuesday, on air Friday.
Like the hire cars overseas. Like, you know, drive on the left or the right, depending on which country you're in. Anyway, if you are looking at getting more referrals from other businesses, don't be one of those people. Don't be going there saying, hey, can you refer all of your customers to me for your plumbing? Don't do that. And I'm sure you're not. But just think of going there with a gift. Do some research. Mm-hmm. Find out about their business. Find out, you know, what sort of customers they've got. Do you have a sort of cross match there with your customers? Maybe you know another business who has a whole bunch of customers that might be of interest to the person you want to get referrals from. And perhaps you can just do a mutual introduction. And do a three-way hookup.
There's a lot of value in that.
Be an introducer.
Yes.
As we call them.
Do we? Do you?
We being the royal we, not you and me. Oh. You and I aren't that sophisticated.
No.
But yeah, just think about what you can take. You know, bring a plate of Lamingtons or...
Sausages? No meat.
Meat free.
Hang on, righto. Yep.
No meat. It's no meat Friday.
Tomatoes, broccoli, cauliflower.
I'm not really that interested in your broccoli though.
I like my broccoli.
I just want a rump steak.
Well, I'll bring you a rump steak if you could bring me some broccoli.
Oh, there you go. Mm. So, yeah, bring a gift. Don't be a taker. Be a giver.
Be a giver. Be a giver. Share. Care to share. And if anybody's listening and thinking they want to pitch us, don't.
Well, pitch us, but come to the table with something.
Bring a gift.
What have you got for us?
I like wine.
I was thinking more about like growing our database, Coxie, sparkling and you're off on the good. Booze.
It's Friday. Hello. All right, we were going to have a few rants. What else did you feel like rants? No, I feel it better.
No, see, I like it with the bone in.
Oh. I don't do offal and I don't do bone in meat much. I like a lamb chop, but that's it.
Yeah, okay. I love chewing on the bone. Anyway, what were you going to rant about?
I wasn't ranting. You were ranting. Oh, okay.
I can't remember now. I got that rant. One off my chest. I feel so much better.
Oh, I've got a tip.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something really good this week. No. Depends whether your mother's a nice person or not. We don't go into the mother conversation.
Mum's awesome.
You've got a lovely mother. Hopefully she doesn't listen to the Friday episodes.
Mum does not listen to the podcast, no. Although my dad said something the other day. I think it was Mum showed him something on Facebook.
Ah.
And I wish she wouldn't because sometimes I talk about my dad in my video. And I'm going to have the word to my mother.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, Dad said something in his dribble that he talks sometimes.
Your father has a lovely conversational tone.
Yes, that goes on for a long time. Hey, listeners, if you thought Woz could talk, holy shit, if you ever get the misfortune of meeting my father. And he said something about, oh, I watched one of your things the other day and it was just all about business. Like, yeah, Dad.
That's what I do. My dad still doesn't know what I do. I've just lived with him for 2 weeks and he still is confused about what I... Well, you saw, I introduced him to you over a Zoom chat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
How did that man get inside the computer?
I don't know what's going on. I've got to go.
Yeah, my dad's not really sure.
No, it's a whole new world.
But you were going to...
I was going to. No, I wasn't going to. This was a happy story. I'm not ranting.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a soapbox. I don't need to rant today. Right. I probably could get started though.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I could give you a prod and you'd have a go.
All right, so we're on the move. We're moving. Mm. We're moving from where we currently are back to where we would like to be. And I've been pricing for cleaners, I've been pricing for. Pest control.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pricing for removalists.
Speaking of pitches, watch all of the pitches come in to Tradies in Business. Hey, Nicole, we're a pest company.
You can help me out in any form you like. I'm more than happy to take bribes. I still wine.
Yes. And rib in? Bone in?
Bone in rib fillet.
Yes, that's the one. Anyway, you've been getting prices.
So I just, something really interesting happened. I incorrectly have probably put removalists in a box.
As in you've pigeonholed them.
Correct.
Right.
And not very kindly.
That was a pretty good pun. You've put removalists in a box.
I thought so.
Boom, boom.
You were a little slow on that one.
Yeah, I was actually. I was swigging my coffee.
But I have unfairly, and I'll take ownership of this one, I have completely unfairly that I decided that most removalists are a certain type of people.
And are you going to share what sort of people removalists tend
to be? Bit like concreatures. Which is another one I've been proven wrong on several times of late.
I doubt there's many removalists that listen to our podcast.
No, but if there is, please contact me at hello@tradiesandbusiness.com.au. Yes.
Send your hate mail in.
So anyway, long story short, I have spoken to several of them in the last week to gain quotes to remove our furniture from one home and place it in the other home.
Mm-hmm.
I had the best damn service I've had in a very long time from one company in particular, who we will be using because I'm so impressed with their service.
Wow.
So you know what they did differently? I put a inquiry through, like a generic inquiry. They gained my email address and my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, great, I'll have them on the phone tomorrow and I'll struggle to understand anything they're saying. And it'll be just, we'll talk about meat and beer because that's the kind of box I put them in.
We can lift heavy things.
That's what I thought they'd be like.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I was really wrong.
Mm.
And thirdly, the next day I got a text message. Well, all of this was done via text. I haven't actually spoken to them yet. They might talk like
that's
that.
That's why.
He did, this gentleman, Dennis is his name, he texted through to say, hi, Nicole, these are our rates. They're an hourly rate. We have two different truck sizes. If you would like some help to decide which truck sizes would be best for your move, we'd love to come and do a quote for you.
Sounds like the people that moved my parents a while ago, actually.
Okay, so maybe it's a whole small industry thing that I had no idea, but I was really impressed with that. And then there was a professional signature on the end of the text message. Hello, you've got my interest. Now I have your phone number. So next step was, I was like, oh, and I know because I've obviously done my research, his rates were competitive. They're not the cheapest, but they're competitive. Mm. Next text message went on to explain the insurances that they have and why they have them.
Oh, was this an upsell or just a value
building? Nope, it was just, yeah, right. He's trying to teach me, I suppose.
Oh, he's educating the customer.
Oh, get out of town.
No fucking way.
But I was really intrigued that it was done via text message because I traditionally would say that's probably not the right format, but it did work. It worked really well because he was able to communicate his point in short format, very sharply, so that I could understand.
Unlike our episodes.
I'm waffling. Sorry.
No, I wasn't having a crack at you.
I immediately texted back and said, yep, I'd absolutely love you to come and give me a quote or an understanding of what size truck that I require, but also I'd love it if you could give me some packing tips because I want this done as quickly as possible. Well, this guy ate that up for breakfast. Hi, Nicole. We've got dates available on XYZ and we'd very much love to come to your house and give you an idea of how much we could move in your time frame and within your budget. I was so excited.
He was probably sitting there fist pumping.
Yes.
Going, yes, I've got another one.
But I just, okay, so there's a couple of things here. First and foremost, my expectations were exceeded and that wasn't hard to do, but he really trumped over my expectations.
Yep.
So what the one of the points I'm trying to make here is how easy it is to do it better than your competitors.
Yeah, you don't have to stick out very far to be honest. No,
that was really easy. And if I look at the text messages, some of them are actually quite templated.
Ah, yep.
But that doesn't matter because they're the same questions.
It's probably, you know, Susan, the admin ninja. Who's texting you back?
Absolutely. But the point was I felt informed. I felt valued. I felt important. I would have actually paid him to come out and give me an idea because he's going to save me money when he comes and explains. So I can say, you know, what have we got 5 levels in this particular house we're in? Mm. Going back to a house with only 2 levels. I want to know, do I get my strapping teenage boys to bring the heavy furniture downstairs because it's going to make it quicker and therefore cheaper?
Yeah.
He can tell me all of that. So, therefore, the move goes from being an entire day where you guys are exhausted to punching it out quickly and then doing a turnover at lunchtime to get the next shift on to do a different move. Like, it's just on so many levels for the business, but for me as a consumer, it's a clever thing to do. So, there you are.
So, can your strapping young teenage boys come and help me move house in a year when my house is built?
They can. They'll be even more buff by then. Again.
I hate moving house.
I hate moving, but I'm excited because this time we're having a removalist.
Do you know, I would almost just keep renting where I am and not build a house because I don't want to move.
It's such a horrible job.
Yeah.
But mine's going to be made a lot better by Dennis.
Dennis. He's probably Susan.
Either way, you can do one small thing a little bit better than your competitors and you stand out. And I'm spending money with Dennis, regardless of the fact I'm sure everyone else I spoke to had the same insurance, but he gave me the service I was probably looking for. I didn't expect, so it became a surprise. And I'm like, yep.
It's such a good point, is that whole, like tall poppy can actually work in your favor. The tall poppy stuff where you think about sticking out. And in Australia, we love to cut those people down to size. But in a lot of the industries that I guess our podcast goes out to, a lot of them don't have overly high standards of customer communication and sales processes and professionalism with quote delivery and that sort of stuff. So for those of you listening to this podcast, often it's not that hard to stick out from your competition. You know, everyone's so worried about their competition and getting undercut on quotes and everything. Well, instead of being like those tradespeople, if you be like Dennis, we should start a thing. Be like Dennis.
Be like Dennis. Yes, there's a hashtag.
Be like Dennis. And, you know, just do things a little differently.
Yeah.
You can really stand out in the consumer's mind and at least get your foot in the door first or, you know, get more consideration for your proposal or whatever it is. So, yeah, that's a really good point.
So, everybody thinks, and we talk about this quite a bit in every format that we talk, which is a lot. Sorry. Mm.
Well, I think it's our job. We're paid to talk.
We are paid
to talk.
Actually,
we don't get paid to talk.
Well, we do this bit of talking for free.
Yeah.
Yep. We get paid to do other talking. Anyway, I digress.
You're talking.
I was going to say something and now I've forgotten. I've had a mind blank because we're rabbiting on
waffling
shit.
Hey, I wanted to share a story.
Yes, please.
This is a good news story.
Oh, 2 good news stories in a row.
Yeah, I know. Fucking Fridays are normally a whinge fest.
I know.
Or a hate fest.
Not today.
But today's a happy day.
Oh.
Well, that's because it's almost the last day of winter.
Yes.
We're coming into spring.
And we live in Queensland and we're whinging about the fact that it's been winter.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 32 next week.
Cold in Toowoomba. There's been a bunch of minuses. Mm. But anyway. So I got new tyres for my wife's car recently.
Did you now?
Yeah. I love a new set of tyres.
I can't stand what they smell like.
Oh, really?
Yep. Don't like it.
I like the smell of new rubber. Gives me a headache. So got a new pair of tyres. Pair of tyres. I had a new pair of tyres, but on my motorbike. A pair of tyres on the car would be pretty problematic, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, new set of tyres. And I actually, because I'm a little busy at the moment and I don't like wasting time.
No.
So I did the online shopping thing.
Ooh,
for tyres.
For tyres?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit interesting.
I've wanted to have a crack at this for a while. I tried to convince my mum to buy new tyres.
Yeah.
Online.
You've got a thing about tyres.
And she went locally. I like tyres. Mm. Tyres are a fairly important part of a car.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And even more so on a motorbike. Mm. Anyway, so I went online. I went to, it's a part of, I'll say who it is. It's Tyre Sales.
Okay.
So it's part of the car sales network, right? Mm-hmm. Car sales, motorbike sales, caravan sales, boat sales.
Oh, so do they sell lots of different tyre companies' tyres?
You can buy any brand you want.
Ah.
Online, and they're all there. I can scroll through all the brands, all the types that suit my car, put in my rego number of the car, and it pops up with the car model because of the whole registration thing these days.
That's clever.
And it goes, oh, you've got one of these cars. Here's all the tyres that suit your car.
I'm Googling.
And you can rank them in price order or popularity order. You can look at all the reviews of the tyres. And I had an idea of a particular type of tyre that I wanted to put on my wife's car. And so I found them. They had a special on at the moment.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Because it's an online business. But what they do is you pick the tyres, you pay for them all online, you select whether you want a wheel alignment or not, and then you choose which local fitter you want them fitted at. You click the button, they take the money off your credit card.
And you're done.
And then they ship the tyres out to the local fitter. You drive in, they fit the tyres, you drive out.
Okay, this is a great idea. However, I wonder how screwed that poor tyre fitter has been.
Right. So here's the story.
Yes.
Right. So that's all great. And there'll be people out there going, Woz, you asshole. You just took business off a local tyre business.
That's a big
call.
You
know, like I've gone and bought online from a massive, you know, multinational that we love to hate that's selling cheap tyres and making it hard for all the little operators, which is actually a crock of shit because the reason my mum didn't use this online business is because she got them cheaper locally.
Seriously?
For her tyres. And you know what they did? They price matched another local business. So the two local businesses undercut the big conglomerate by about 15% on price.
Okay, so it's a little known fact that Woolworths, well, I don't know if it's a little known fact, but when you go to a big box anything, they've lost leaders. They call them lost leaders. Yeah. They're that one item in the shop that you just absolutely have to go and buy because it's a known value item. You understand what the value is. When it's on special for that price, you absolutely have to have it. Exactly. Same kind of thing happens with your tyres, which means it's that fat for your local suppliers to trim so they get the sale.
Yeah. So they've cut their nose off to spite their face, which we've talked about this on previous podcasts, like dropping prices to get business, I think is an ineffective strategy, unless you're big enough to use that as a loss leader.
Correct.
And that's fine. That's a valid strategy for them. But anyway, back to my story. So I've rocked up to a local mechanical workshop in my area that I didn't actually know fitted tyres to start with. I've learned a little bit about that local business because I've gone into their waiting room. I've met the guys. They're smart enough to do really good customer service for the online tyre shoppers like me.
Yes.
I got a phone call to confirm the appointment time. I got a text the morning of to remind me. I got a follow-up afterwards. The car was done early. There was a text message saying, hey, your car's ready. I turned up to pick it up. There's a bag of lollies and a business card. The owner came out and said, g'day. You're not one of our customers, but I just wanted to introduce myself. And me being me, I said, so how do you guys go with the whole online tyre thing? And the business owner said something. I wanted to give him a cuddle. He said, you know what? It's a great way for us to meet more potential customers.
It's like advertising.
You've been exposed to our business. We get paid for the fitting fee. He said we don't make much money out of it, but it's a fantastic way to get put in front of more people with cars in the area. And I said, that is bloody awesome. Good on you for embracing online business and using it as a way to advertise your own business.
It's very clever.
So he's actually getting paid to advertise his business. To me, I'm not a customer of his yet, but I liked his workshop. The young guy was super efficient and friendly. The owner, they were well-dressed. You know, it was just, it really was a very different experience to what I thought. And you know what the owner said? He said, the local tyre shops hate us for fitting these tyres through this big national brand. But he said, it's good marketing for us.
Mm, I'm
He's
impressed.
Getting paid to market his business.
Look, yeah, we got two tradies winning this week. How
I know,
about that?
I know. So I thought, bloody good on you, mate.
Yes.
And he's, you know, this bloke's in his 50s. Mm. You know, smallish mechanical business. He's been in town for a long time. He's got a bit of a reputation around town, a good one. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. And I'm really happy with the tyres.
Good.
And I got a good price.
Even better.
And they're a big brand. Like, I'm talking Pirellis.
Yep.
So, you know, it wasn't some cheap Chinese thing that I bought.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was just, it was, it actually really took me aback. And it was good to see that there's trade business owners out there that are thinking differently.
Outside the box.
So, you know, you talk about sticking out. I didn't eat the lollies because I don't eat that stuff. But
did you bring them for me?
No, because it's bad That's for okay. you, Coxie. I was looking out for your health. That's it.
They're right.
They actually went in the bin.
How thoughtful of you.
It was a bag of those racing car jubes.
Ugh. So I didn't want to
move There you go. I didn't want to poison you. But yeah, that was my anti-rant.
This has been an interesting episode.
It's been a very uplifting fucking Friday.
I don't feel the need for any fucks at all today.
Yeah. I don't know where we go to from here.
I think we'll just say bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.